I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. Each week, we talk openly and honestly about the hard things in life together with you. So join us and some of our dearest friends and greatest heroes to talk about anxiety, boundaries, parenting, infidelity, our bodies, loving and losing, all of the things that make us human. Listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things on Odyssey and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to high school. Everybody's getting in their seats. A look around. This is statistics. Start flipping the pages. And I realize a couple of things. One, this is the teacher who refused to use the dry erase board. He used the chalk instead. And two, I am going to fail because I'm bad at statistics. And also, I haven't been going to class. And here's the reason. This is a dream. So everybody, get out, clear the board. This is my recurring dream. Failing stats. And I want to know, what's going on when we dream? Are dreams trying to tell us something? Why are they so weird sometimes? I've got questions. Hey, it's Mike. Welcome to the Dream Show. Good dreams, bad dreams, dreams that lots of us have. We are going to get into all of that. Because even if you don't think you had a dream last night, you're like, you know what? I was knocked out. It was totally blank. The thing is, you probably did.
Everyone dreams. We all dream. On average, we dream for about 2 hours per night through about 5 dream episodes. People just don't remember their dream.
Like a feature film length of dreaming every night. We just don't have the tape recorder running.
Meet our experts. Ian Wallace, psychologist and author who specializes in dreams, and Dr. Leslie Ellis, psychotherapist who also teaches dream work to other therapists. And the first thing to teach all of us is that your brain is super active at night when you're sleeping. And also, your brain is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, the human brain is just the most complex thing that humans know of. It has 100 billion neurons, and each one of those neurons has tens of thousands of connections. You have more neural connections in a single human than you do have stars in the known universe.
Should we let that sit for a second? Because that's a lot. So your brain has the ability to do this thing we call dreaming, to show you the images or even feel like it's taking you somewhere, like you're in this. But why? What is it doing it for? There are different theories, but here's the one these two agree on, and it's kind of the leading one right now.
I think the most plausible idea is that dreaming helps us consolidate our memory and also regulate our emotions.
So dreams allow us to take short-term memory and transfer that into long-term memory. So if you want to use a computer analogy, it's like going from the RAM to the hard disk.
Let's break that down some more. There's a lot going on every day for all of us, you know, living in the world. It's a lot to take in. And in fact, you miss most of it.
98% of human awareness during our waking life happens unconsciously. An average human being can process about 40 thoughts, 40 pieces of information consciously per minute. So things like, you know, what's the traffic like today? I wonder what I'll have for supper tonight. But unconsciously, we process between 10 and 11 million pieces of information per minute. And most of that is to do with our emotional life. So that's what our dreams are processing for us.
And I think the emotion is what tags things as important to pay attention to. So when anything gets a rise out of us, that gets sort of noted by our brain, our unconscious. We'll pick those things up. It'll kind of file that information away.
So we can get to it later. And we do. And that's where these two say, pay attention.
So the dream is fundamentally a message from your own unconscious about things it's worked out unconsciously that you might not be consciously aware of.
The dream, not a movie. You're not watching it. It doesn't happen to you. You create all of it.
It's like when you watch, say, a box set. Very often, the most interesting part is when there's a making of, you know, what people were thinking and what the motives were.
So what are you trying to tell yourself? And big picture, not small, let's say you're in a car.
Crashing down a steep hill, it's not a literal, I better drive more carefully. It's more, maybe I'm moving too fast, or you think of it, the feeling it brings and how that might be important to pay attention to.
Here's another example. And a lot of people have this one.
So the teeth falling out dream is the second most common dream that people have all around the world.
Which, I don't want to go too far on a tangent for this, but that's pretty cool, right? That we're still connected on some way back level, that we all still end up having the same dreams.
Dreams are all about the image. In waking life, we tend to show our teeth on two main occasions. One is when we're smiling and happy, and the other one is when we are kind of snarling, when we're feeling powerful and confident. So if we dream that our teeth are falling out, then there's some situation in waking life where we feel that our levels of confidence are falling. Because very often people talk about their teeth crumbling in their dreams, and we talk about our confidence crumbling.
And what does he tell people to do?
So the action from that dream is, even though you feel a little bit wobbly inside, just smile, just appear confident. And if you have to, maybe snarl a little bit and assert yourself.
And then there's, of course, what we started with, which is going to statistics class at age much older than high school.
Yeah, that's actually one of the most classic. You know, having to attend a high school final exam and not having even attended the class all year, let alone studied for it or some version of that. It's really, I think, one of the most common anxiety dreams.
My name's Mike and I'm anxious.
Or if you think about, again, if this is a metaphor for a particular feeling, it usually comes around when you're not feeling completely prepared for something, not statistics necessarily, but that feeling of, oh, geez, I don't know if I'm ready, or I've got to do this, and I'm feeling anxious about it, or not sure I'll succeed. Your dream will pull an example, an intense version of that feeling.
Shall we recap? Back to the chalkboard, mostly because I have extra chalk sound, another few seconds, and we don't like to waste. Dreaming. We all do it to sort through our memories and our emotions, and they are highly linked to emotions, whether you realize it or not, and whether you can figure it out or not. So either think about them or enjoy the ride. That is, if you can remember them. So let's talk about trying to remember, because you wake up sometimes and you think, oh, that was a good one, and then it's gone. So what happened?
As soon as you start to physically move, you will start to lose dream imagery. And it's like when you walk from one room to another or go from one place to another in waking life, you forget the previous space very quickly.
So the best way to catch one, let's say it's the middle of the night, you wake up, you know you've been dreaming, you try and catch it right then.
Lie completely still. Don't chat to anyone. Don't look at the clock.
Do not so much as wiggle your big toe. Just concentrate on the last thing you saw.
And as you lie there completely still, you'll get flashes of dream images coming back to you, like little snapshots. Fill in the gaps between those stills, between those snapshots.
You're still in that mixed state where your dream might still be available to you. It might feel like, oh, I'll remember this. But if you get up right away and carry on, it gets lost. It just slips back away.
So try and grab them before you grab the phone and start scrolling Twitter. One more thing, because I know some of you are out there right now going, you know what I've done? I've dreamt the future.
Wow. Yeah, that's such an interesting one, because I have talked to many people who have said that they have had dreams about things that have happened. And there's one idea that what we're doing in dreaming is trying out a whole bunch of potential futures, potential possibilities, experimenting with things, and that sometimes we'll hit on something that really does happen. It's called precognitive dreaming. And it's one, you know, someone called me, I was doing another radio show, and someone called me up and was asking about this particular dream. They'd had a recurring dream of driving their car around a corner on a highway. And around this corner, the road was washed out, and they kept having this dream. And then they said one day they were driving down a unknown stretch of road and recognized the road as the road from their dream and stopped. And in fact, said the road was washed out. And they, if they had not had this dream, they would have driven right off the road. So there you go.
There you go. And there goes my alarm. That's the sound I hear when I wake up every day, forgetting whatever it is I had dreamt the night before. Although the other night I was part of a band in the early 2000s. We were on tour. I'll let you guess which one. If you want to learn more from these two, they both have books, and on their websites they have free videos. Now the parts where I ask you to dream up some questions, future topics for us to cover. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY, or it's in the show notes. Just click on that. The other day somebody gave us a question for a Christmas in July episode, so you've got to get me through till then. I need a couple more months of these. This comes from KNX News 97.1 in Los Angeles. Bye-bye.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm a big fan of any reminder to consider how we might make our lives happier, healthier, and more creative. If you're looking for ideas, listen to Happier with Gretchen Rubin, a weekly podcast hosted by two sisters. I'm Gretchen Rubin, the best-selling author of The Happiness Project.
And I'm Elizabeth Kraft, a Hollywood showrunner. Each week, we share practical solutions such as follow the one-minute rule, choose a one-word theme for the year, and design your summer.
Listen to and follow Happier on Odyssey and everywhere you get your podcasts.